You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at a 7-race programme at Dundalk on this Friday, May the 12th. Once again, pretty competitive fare at Ireland's only all-weather circuit. My nap comes in the shape of the 7.55, so hopefully we can have at least one decent price winner here tonight, and one or two others along the way will be an added bonus.
Race 1.
We begin with a mile and a quarter claimer, which comes up at 5.40, and it has to be Elusive Imparis' big opportunity to finally get his head in front after so many near misses so far this winter. He's certainly been knocking at the door, and if any horse deserves to win, it's him. If you go back and have a look at his last two runs, well, he's been up against it because Burn the Boats, his big rival throughout the winter, has just got the better of him on his last two starts. But he has gone really well throughout those contests, and he certainly suggests that he's in as good a form as ever, even at the ripe old age of 8. If you go back to his run 3 starts ago, when he was 3rd behind Here's Our Music over course and distance in a good time figure, that also suggests that he won't have any problems with this trip this evening. If you're looking for an each-way alternative, well then perhaps Shukov could be the one. Gerard O'Leary's charge has been running quite well without getting his head in front in recent times. But his last two runs in competitive handicaps behind the likes of Sharjah and Locust Standy would certainly suggest that he should be there or thereabouts. But Elusive Imparis should take plenty of beating in what looks a fairly weak claimer.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then. Not too many horses stand out here. Obviously, all attention will be on the Clinical Approach from the Jim Bulger stable, making his debut. This cob by New Approach is beautifully bred, and in such a weak affair where the second favourite lost history is only rated 63 and got absolutely slaughtered in a terrible claimer down in Clonmel the other day, you'd have to think that this horse, if he's anything as good as his pedigree and his kind of profile suggests, that he should be good enough to win this. But I'd be quite interested perhaps with a little sneaky bet on a forecaster without the favourite, with On Costa from the Edward Lynham stable, albeit this run could be his 3rd run for a handicap mark. I actually thought he shaped quite well in a good maiden here on the 7th of April behind Jim Bulger's Safar. That race has run at a really sound tempo. And this horse, given that he raced towards the rear of the field and he was virtually last turning in, actually kept on quite willingly down the straight for minimal pressure. He's sure to appreciate this step up in trip. And he's just a very interesting runner in quite a weak race. So Costa is the advice, either with the forecast with Clinical Approach or without the favourite in that 6.10.
Race number 3.
On to the 6.45 then, and the Block of Smoke is bound to be all the rage following his wide margin and very easy success down in Roscommon the other day. He was very well back to get the job done, and he did it in a pretty exemplary fashion. Spread eagle in his field in the latter stages with a really nice turn of foot. He's also been in good form here at Dundalk and at Wolverhampton as well. Of course, one of his raids over to Dunstall Park resulted in a victory back in March. So he's obviously in the form of his life. And with the Gavin Cromwell team in good form, of course, they had a win over Jumps the other day at Kelso. He's going to take quite a bit of beating. But being as I'm a bit of an each-way maggot, I'm going to put up Locust Standy as the each-way alternative to the favourite. Available to back around about the 9-2 mark this morning. It's simply impossible to see Locust Standy not being in the frame here. He didn't run too badly on his last start down in Limerick, but if you go back to his previous runs here at Dundalk over tonight's course, he's certainly been knocking at the door and there or thereabouts in most of his races. Indeed, he managed to get his head in front, deservedly so, 2 starts ago when he was quite impressive, staying on strongly in the latter part of that particular race. He also has some form over tonight's C&D with a win back in March over this mile and a half journey. So all intents and purposes, Locust Standy is an absolute standout each way bet here against the short price favourite in that 6.45.
Race 4.
On to the 720. Not too much to go on here. Roman Wells obviously has to be the choice because he's the only horse that's shown any kind of reasonable form here at Dundalk. Indeed, his last run wasn't a bad one either on the figures. He was very well backed as well to beat Swish. In fact, the market really suggested that he was the one to be with that night, as Swish from the John Feam stable, who probably got the form going into that race, being rated in the 90s, actually drifted out to 11-10. But Roman Wells couldn't quite cope with that horse in the latter stages. So maybe a step back up to a mile might just suit this horse, who looked a little bit one pace late on. His time figures are good. He's a fairly honest type, in keeping with a lot of Mickey Halford's. Nicely drawn with a positive ride from the front. One would like to think that his experience and his form at the track might just stand him in good stead in what looks a fairly weakish maiden there at the 720.
Race 5.
On to the 7.55 then, which is a mile handicap. And as promised, my nap of the night runs here in the shape of Shawami from the all-conquering Jessica Harrington stable. What a run Jessica has been on in the last 2 or 3 months. Unbelievable. Arjig winning the Irish National. She's had loads of good winners as well at Punchestown, Ferry House alike. And even on the flat, all her horses seem to be carrying all before them. Hopefully this filly can add to the list. She ran really well on her first start since joining Jessica from the UK Shores. And it was a very eye-catching run as well. Drawn in stall one, unfortunately Carmel Donoghue went round the inside at Garran the other day, and when the ground goes soft, most of the jockeys come up the stand side rail, so it was quite unbelievable that he somehow decided to stay over on that far side with his filly by acclamation. And in the end, that manoeuvre very much cost him dear, but she did really go well throughout the majority of that race, certainly to suggest she's going to be a money spinner for Connections. Nicely drawn tonight and on decent ground for the first time for quite a while. I expect Shawami to keep the good run going from the stable.
Race number 6.
On to the 8.25 then, which is a 7 furlong maiden, and most of the interest has been taken away from this race with Silk Cravat unfortunately not making the gig, which means that this race, to all intents and purposes, looks a match between Mar Fahila and Mirror Man from the Mickey Halford stable. Mar Fahila certainly ran well enough when strongly fancied on debut. He was a real gamble that day behind Alphabet. Ran quite well in finishing second. Didn't quite go on from that run when stepped up to Mar last time out at Leopardstown, albeit ran really well from the head of affairs. You'd like to think, however, that Mickey Halford might just have some kind of idea of what it takes to beat Mar Fahila, considering that he trained the winner that day in the shape of Irish Correspondent. So his Mirror Man would definitely come into the equation here off the back of quite a promising run first time out at Garran Park on the 30th of April, showing bright speed throughout the early part of that race. He turned into the home straight in second or third. Unfortunately, he couldn't quite handle the soft ground. He didn't quite get the trip in a race that was run at a sound temper throughout, and he ended up weakening and being eased late on. Hopefully this better surface will suit him tonight, because he would certainly have a chance in what looks a fairly weakish maiden. So Mirror Man is the value alternative to the favourite there in the 8.25.
Final race.
On to the 9 o'clock then, the final race, 6 furlong handicap, 0-65 company. Duncan of Scotland obviously was very impressive in making all the running the other day to win at Ayr, and he's got every chance in a fairly modest race if he can overcome his draw and of course handle tonight's surface. But there are a couple of value alternatives against him here, none more so than Strategic Heights from the John Feen stable. I do like this horse's chances here tonight because mainly he's been finally given a decent draw to run from. If you have a look at his recent draw positions, he's had little or no chance of overcoming them, albeit he's run well in defeat. Stall 11 last time out, 3 starts ago of the C&D, stall 10 of 13, stall 9 of 14 back on the 3rd of February. So given that he's been handed some horrible positions, he's still managed to run to a fairly decent standard. Indeed, that run last time out, even albeit in a claimer, was run at a good sound tempo. As I said, drawn one tonight should hopefully get the valuable run round the inside. And I do like his pilot as well, Derek Simmerson, taking the 7 off. He's been one of my apprentices to follow over in Ireland for quite some time now. So Strategic Heights, round about 7-1, is the each-way choice in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for Sunday's edition, where we're going to be taking a look at the action from the Curragh. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.